Hello?
Hey, Colin, John with Local Splash calling you back there, sir.
Okay.
Hey, do you have a few minutes here? Should I catch you at a good time?
Okay, yes. I think I have I think I have like 7 minutes or 10. Yeah.
Okay. I got your text message. I do see that the business profile is there for that company. Now, jog my memory a little bit here because, you know, I want to make sure I'm doing this right for you then. So if we were to get things started, do you have a different address for the other, for the new name?
I don't have it yet, but I can figure it out.
Okay. There, and it's in that area, right? Just want to make sure.
you mean the address for the new, new company name, I'll figure out if I can have an address that can be closer here to the same area.
Okay,
but it must not be in the same area, right?
It can be in the same area, it just can't be at the exact same address.
okay.
And then the number that customers will call for that company, what number would they be calling?
Yeah, that one too. I will have to provide that number.
Okay. You could get a free number through Google. Okay. Like if you go online right now, you can say free number and it will show up as, give you a real number there for free, I believe. So that way it comes to the same phone though. So if you're on your cell phone right now, you'll know it'll be calling in for that company because it's going to say a different number. So that
okay,
you can
you mean the Google number.
Mm-hmm.
But is there any disadvantage of those numbers?
No, not at all.
What's the disadvantage
actually
of those numbers?
If anything, that's actually a good thing because when it calls in, you know that it's going to get rid of a little more spam and robocalls too. So that actually might be in your favor.
Okay, can you repeat that? That is going to do what?
Yeah, so that's what I would suggest for that. It's free, so that's what I would do if I was in your shoes on that part.
Okay.
So that's pretty much covering the bases of that. So Colin, as far as the address though, do you have an address in mind right now that we can use or no?
Right now, I don't have anyone in mind right now, but I have to check. I have to try to see if I can have an address.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me do some homework too. I might have to ask our technicians as well. But I'm pretty sure we can make that happen as long as it's a different address. Because if it's the same address to a different company name, that's especially if it's close to that same name, it's going to be a red flag from Google. I know that. So yeah, we definitely need it. Well, because the one I'm looking at here, the suite 3B, right? The 11030.
Yes.
Yeah.
3B, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it can't be a PO box, and it would have to be a different address for sure. You can even if you have a family member or anything like that in the area too that's willing to have that address, because it's not going to be showcased. I'll make sure of that. It just needs to be verified through Google. So they just need that physical address so that you're actually in that area. That's it.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, all you. What'd you have?
Yeah. So, what I was just trying to say is that, because I actually prefer, normally I was thinking of doing it the same business, mm-hmm. the same, you know,
mm-hmm.
Like using the one platform.
Right.
But I thought it's like better to have, if the repairs, to have a separate, you know, account that doesn't have a physical address.
Got it. I mean, that's an option for you. As you could tell, it's kind of like it's harder a headache for you. And it may not be in your best favor because you're business profile you have right now is Homestar Appliances, right? And the other one you want to do is have appliances repair services with it. Well, I've talked to business owners a lot with this, especially the appliance repair field. And utilizing the same business profile that you have right now would be really good in your favor, because if we're developing that website for you, we can have a separate spot on that webpage to say, hey, listen, if you're looking for repairs, you can schedule something in to talk with Colin here. Or even, we can even set up so that way they pay ahead before you even see them, like through PayPal on your website. We're not associated with them, but those are options for you, so that way you're killing two birds with one stone. People are looking at new appliances, and then all of a sudden they say, oh, I have a different appliance here, maybe I could do a repair. Or vice versa, where they say, man, it costs so much for a repair, I might as well buy a new appliance, and they're already on your site, so they go ahead and do that with you. It's a one-stop shop. Do you see what I'm saying? So I think that's probably your better option. Seriously, that's what I would do.
Okay, so what you're trying to say is that to you, you prefer to do it on one platform?
1,000%, yes, sir.
But now you're going to use the same number.
It'll be the same phone number. You could still add a phone number for appliance repair through your Google, a different Google free number. You could do that, and we'll just add that number in the profile so that way they have another number to contact for that. So that's fine too, and we'll put that on the website so that way they could say, all right, for repairs, call this number. For appliances, call this number. You see what I'm saying? So it's a lot more of an easier fix for you and less of a headache for you on your part. I'm just looking out for you on that one. Because if you did something completely different, it's like starting a whole nother company. And you're a business owner, like you already know how much of a headache that could really be.
Yeah. Okay.
And we could get results quicker this way as well too, being honest, so.
Okay. So, so from orders, so you said in that package, as you said, right, you said the Google and the Facebook profile, then, yep, and the other one you told me that you guys don't do is the Nextdoor.
Yeah, we don't do Nextdoor, but we'll do your Facebook business page, Facebook target marketing ads. We're going to do the website, first page of Google, your local directories, Yelp, Yahoo, and Bing. And to get it all started today would be $548. But again, month to month, it stays at $249 no matter what. So you're getting a website that you don't have to pay monthly for. And it's going to be an extravagant website, so that way it can help both things for appliance repairs and to sell your appliances as well, too. That's a huge win for you on that, a big savings, too.
Yeah. Let me see. Okay, so you know what? So I will have to – let me see. I'll have to – call tomorrow. We can start something tomorrow.
So tomorrow I could set the technician call for you, so that way they can go into further detail of how you want your website to look, how you want your Facebook ads to be showcased, show you how to use your tracking system, all that. But in order to do that though, Colin, we do need to get things set up today, which takes 10 minutes. I promise you, like, I don't take longer than that. So if you have 10 minutes to get this thing going, I can set that up for you tomorrow as early as earliest time I have available for them to go over that with you tomorrow would be right at 9 a.m. your time, Central Time.
Okay.
So okay. Is that something you're ready to go ahead and move forward with then?
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Yeah. So I'm ready to move forward, but
okay.
The thing is, I wasn't budget to spend any money today, like any money for, yeah, so that's the thing. So that's why I said I have to, tomorrow I can give a call tomorrow. But if you want us to set something today, but that without any money for today, we can still start something with today. So
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. So you'll have the money flow for tomorrow if we were to get that started tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah, so if I give you a call tomorrow morning, would you be able to make that payment so that we can get things started for you?
Yes, yes. Tomorrow I can start something, you know. Like, I may not, I can start it. Do you guys, like, for example, you want to do it like you want the, you say it was for something, you want it at once or something that you can maybe pay instrumentally, like two times?
What do you mean? Like for the payment?
I mean, you said, because I remember you said that but let me ask this. So, but now that I already have, for example, I have the Google, right? You guys not going to create any new Google since if I'm going with a new business. So is the price not going to be different, like, because much work has been done?
No, because you remember, getting a Google business profile, that's something you could do, anyone could do, right? Can it take a while? Sure. But we help with those things, right? But that's not what we specialize in. We specialize in not only getting verified, but making sure you're on the first page of Google. That's SEO. That's what you'll be paying for. And that's where your money is going to be coming to. So not only you're investing in $249 month to month, but that investment is going to get a good return on your investment because we're going to get you on the first page of Google. Being on Google, everyone's on Google. If you look up right now, home appliance repair right now, you're going to see tons of companies out there listed. That's why there's second, third page, fourth page. Nobody looks at the second or third page, really. They make a decision off that first page of Google. So that's what we do. We make sure you're on that first page and consistently stay there. That's what you're paying for. How about this, Colin? Would it be safe to say, so we can secure everything here today, we'll do the $249, right, to get that started today? And then tomorrow, you could pay for the website of the $299 to kind of break it in half. Would that be better for you?
Yeah, the thing is this, because I had some other plans that I actually did, so budget-wise, today wouldn't be possible.
Okay.
That's why, you see, today wouldn't be possible.
Okay.
So if we have to do it, that's why, you see, I'm talking about tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Totally respectful. I just give you options to help, so I can help. You know, as you can tell, I'm much trying to help here. All right, so tomorrow I'll give you a call. Let me make sure I check my schedule though. Tomorrow I can call you around like 9 a.m. your time, and then we can set everything up. Takes 10 minutes. Like I said, we'll do the payment. And I'll set up a technician call for hopefully the same day or following day. That way you can give you some time to gather some pictures, videos if you need to or anything like that. That way our team can go over how you want that website to be developed. Okay? Because, again, we don't want to just make a regular website. We want to make sure it's looking and tailoring it to your company. So that way you get the right customers to call you. Okay? Tomorrow? Go ahead.
Yeah, what I want to say, because we deal with the used appliances and we deal with new, so I think they're going to have, so how many pages a website is going to be? Like, how many pages?
You can, however you like. I mean, you can do plenty of different tabs. You can have, I mean, it's tailored to your company, yeah. So, I mean, as long as you communicate with our team how you want it to look, then they'll make it happen for you.
Okay, so, but the assurance you're giving me, so you think that, because once we engage on this, you think I'm going to be having calls for repair services and, you know, like tons of calls for repair services, because it's something that I was really focused on.
Yeah, we can focus. How about this? When we get it started, we'll focus on just the repair part of it. And that way it kind of trickles in, right? Where if they call for a repair and you look at it, you're like, hey, listen, this is great and all, but it's costing this much. I mean, you can negotiate. I mean, you own your company. But then you can say, hey, listen, I also sell these actual appliances here, brand spanking new for you if you want to go that route too. So the customer has options, right? We can just focus on that, or we can focus on both, but completely up to you on that, because, you know, at the end of the day, this is your business, right? We just want to make sure you're doing well with it, so that way we can earn your business for a long time. So, we could start off with just doing the appliance repair services, We can say, I'm just giving an example here. We can use keywords like appliance repair, home appliance repair, refrigerators, or, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, type of electronics, we want to put those in there so you're being found for them. Okay.
Okay. Do you guys have any other appliance repair that you work around with here?
Not in your area, no. So if we were working with someone in your area, we would not be able to have this conversation here today. We follow this rule very strictly. We cannot work for competitors that do exactly what you do. So, you know, I'm not lying to you. Like, we make sure that you're doing well. Once you decide to move forward with us tomorrow morning, I'm telling you right now, we close off that area. We cannot accept anybody else.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Right. So, yes, I said, yes. So, yeah, tomorrow we can start something tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, since right now I think I'm going to just do the both, you know, repairs and the you know, the sales. Yeah.
I think that's a good idea too. Yeah. You might as well get both in there. I mean, it's great to focus one on another. That's great and all, but I think with this, it will help hand in hand with both of those. So I think that's a smart choice there. All right. So tomorrow I'll give you a call right at like 10:15 latest. And then, I'm sorry, 9 a.m. 9:15. And then, we'll get this thing going for you. Okay. I have the website in here included with your package and plus the $249. So it'll be $548 tomorrow. I'll set up the technician call. We'll get this thing rocking and rolling for you. Okay.
Okay. But you said the website was how much?
It's $299 as a one-time payment for the website.
So I remember you said the website is gonna be my website, right? Like in the future, in case I start working with you guys, you're still gonna stay with the business, right?
Yeah. So to recap on the website, so just a reminder. This is the $299 is a one-time payment for us to make it magic happen for that website. That's our programming and everything like that. Our team paid off, right? For the life of you being with us, you do not have to pay anything for the website. Now, if you decide to part ways, you could still buy that domain name. If you already own your domain, that's yours. You keep it. But if you don't own it, you could buy it off for only $99. Like, it's really cheap and affordable, so that way you can develop another website with others or whatever the case may be. But again, But again, we're not planning on that failing, sir. Like, you already saw some of our websites that we developed and things like that. It does very well.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm just, yeah. So yeah, the domain name, I'm going to provide, if we're moving forward, I'm going to provide a domain name.
Okay.
I'm going to provide you guys a domain name.
Perfect. Okay, I'll make sure to put this in my notes here. Okay, awesome. I have it in my notes here, sir. I will ask for that tomorrow, though, okay? So that way we can go ahead and make sure that we use that one. Okay?
Okay. All right, no problem. So I'll talk with you tomorrow.
Tomorrow it is. We'll talk to you then, sir. Yes. Have a good night. Okay.
All right, you too. Thank you. Yeah.